Reaction Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And each Monday on this show, we have the head coach of the Browns join us, Rob Chudzinski. I had a chance to sit down with him a short while ago, and this is what the head coach had to say. Well, Coach, a tough loss at Green Bay, and I know you've had a chance now to look at it, study it. What would you say is the main problem? I know it's not one thing, and there's going to be a lot of focus on the quarterback position, but big picture, what has kind of gone wrong with this team, at least in terms of the second half of that Detroit game through the four quarters yesterday?
Well, I think you have to look at those games differently, and because the opponents are different. I think yesterday, you know, we knew that Green Bay's an outstanding team, and playing at their place is a heck of a challenge for us. We just didn't execute and play well enough to win. It's really that simple. We didn't make the plays when we needed to. They did. And, you know, there's a number of reasons for it. I mean, we were going through the film with our guys and, you know, talking about the things and the specifics and, you know, whether it's penalties, whether it's some mental mistakes, or making plays and just, you know, missing opportunities to make plays, sacks, catches, what have you. You know, and that's the biggest thing. It's correcting it. We've had some good preparation. We've had some good practices leading up to the games, and we have to be able to take it from the practice field to the games.
You talked earlier today in your news conference about the quarterback position and that as far as who would be your starter for this Kansas City game, you did not commit Brandon Weeden to that spot, and you said you're going to review with your staff today and talk through and then formulate a decision. Can you walk us through that process and again, why? I mean, we know, we could see with our own eyes the struggles that he had in this game, but walk us through the process of what leads you to that point and then what you'll do with your coaches to kind of figure this out.
Well, this is nothing new. We do this every week. It's just our normal process of going through and correcting the game, which we do in the morning. We sit down and talk about the specifics of the game. And then in the afternoon, we'll get together and talk personnel, talk scheme, talk some of the things that we need to do going forward. So, you know, that's been our approach all along. We're going to be consistent with that approach, and we'll determine and the best guys who we feel is best and gives us the best chance to win.
As you studied the tape of this game, the struggles that Brandon had looked like he was off target on some throws, looked like some decisions, certainly on that interception, it didn't look the best from just the naked eye. As you studied it, what were some of the areas that concerned you about some of the things he did?
Well, some of the things you mentioned, you know, missed some throws, you know, a few decisions that he needs to be better at, you know, just some of the things moving in the pocket a little bit. So, you know, there was a number of things. He needs to play better, but the guys around him need to play better as well. We had some opportunities, some catches, and we missed on some things protection-wise, and we just missed on some runs that could have been bigger. And those are the types of things against a team like Green Bay that you have to be hitting on in all cylinders, and we weren't yesterday. So it's not just about one guy. It's about everybody, and it's about being consistent.
You mentioned after the game yesterday you did not consider going with Jason Campbell at any point during that game. Was that your mindset basically throughout? You didn't give it even a fleeting thought?
No, you know, with Brandon, he had the reps going in, you know, in the practice, and I think that the biggest thing, as I said, was it wasn't just about one guy. There was mistakes in all number of different areas, and you know, so you know, sticking with Brandon during that game felt like was the best choice.
As far as Jason's, because I had this question asked of me, and I just want to make sure I pose it to you. Jason's readiness to play, would you have been comfortable with that? I mean, in your mind, if you did decide to go that way or anything happened to Brandon, obviously you wouldn't have much choice to go to him, but was he ready to go in from a mental standpoint?
Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in Jason and his readiness.
Okay. Yeah, now, and you mentioned some of the other things. We saw some drops, uncharacteristic of a Devon Best, for instance, to have the drop that he had, and that's kind of been a repetitive thing. We've seen some other players. It seems like, you know, watching practice, guys work at trying not to do this, and you said it earlier, translating practice into game. What can you put your finger on what the issue is there?
Well, I think that it's, you know, every week is different. Every game is different. Right. The conditions catching were a little bit tougher in this game because it was wet. That's no excuse, and, you know, guys have to be able to adjust to that and get used to it. And Devon's a true pro. He's been an outstanding player. He'll make the correction on that. I have no doubt in my mind about it. But it's about being opportunistic overall as a team, and we need to be more opportunistic.
You brought up the conditions. It did seem like guys were slipping and sliding a little bit, maybe having some footing issues. What was the cause of that, or was that any concern for you?
Well, it is, and Green Bay slipped on some things as well. So those were the conditions of the field out there, and you have to adjust to it. We have some younger guys who probably aren't used to playing on those type of conditions or in those type of conditions, especially some bigger with bigger receivers. You look at Josh and Greg as well. The bigger receivers are more long striders, and getting in and out of breaks are tougher in those types of conditions, and that takes some getting used to, and you really have to keep your feet up underneath you more than pushing off the sides of your cleats and so forth. But you did see it a number of times happen. It's something that hopefully we'll be better at next time we can.
Rob Jedzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a Football Monday edition. Coach, we're nearing the midpoint of the season. What would you say the biggest lesson you've learned about this team so far? What would that be?
Well, I think that they respond when there's things that are coached and challenge them with. You look at through the course of the season, and we've played seven games. There's been a lot of things that we've needed to improve that they have addressed. Sometimes you address one, and some of the other things aren't quite as good as what you would like, but they respond, and I feel like our identity is being formulated. I feel like the guys are really embracing what we do. We want to be attacking. We want to be relentless. These guys love playing football and are passionate about football, and they really stick together and are a resilient group.
What stood out to me talking with one of your primary leaders, DeQuell Jackson, after the game, he reiterated the point that there is a lot of season left, 9 games to go. And there was no need to push a panic button, is the way he put it. Even though, again, there were struggles not just on the offensive side, but we saw the struggles on the defensive side as well. Just your thoughts about that perspective, and does that tie into what you're saying about resilience?
Absolutely. You approach every game as a one-game approach, a one-game season, so to speak. And that's the way we do it every week. We come, get ready to play a particular game, go play the game. After the game's over, win or lose, we make the corrections to move on and to get better. And what I want to see over the course of the season is us improve, where we're playing even better football in the later months than we were in the earlier months, and have that type of progress. And, I think that we weren't at our best yesterday in terms of being able to make plays and do the things that we needed to do to win. But I expect this group to bounce back. And they're all the things I told them after the game, all the things that we want to do are still out there for us. And so it's just a matter of recommitting to those things and getting the job done.
And, from your standpoint, you talk about not giving up. You were calling some timeouts right toward the very end of this game. The game was obviously out of hand or pretty well decided, and you're still treating it as if you've got a chance. Give us the sense of mindset. Is that your way? Is that a message you want to send to your team, to your players, or is that just how you operate?
Well, a little bit of both. We have so many young guys and so many guys that are learning to play the game, and we're trying to create a mentality here that we're going to fight to the very end, and it doesn't matter what the scoreboard says. That's just the way I am personally, anyhow, and that's part of what we want this culture to be. And so those things, incorporating those things and building those things right now are as important as anything. And as we go forward and we get better as a team, as an organization and everything together.
The defense, struggling more with the run than we had seen. It seems now this is a little bit of a trend these last few games. And the 3.7 yards per carry that Eddie Lacy had yesterday seem indicative of some struggles there. You had Jabal Sheard back in the lineup, so I guess the conventional thought was you were going to be better. But can you give a sense of why you think that you might be having some problems in that area defensively now?
Well, those really come down to some breakdowns in terms of fits and some of the things that I spoke to earlier where You know, we got to make sure that we're doing our job, and that's it's execution on defense just like it is execution on offense, and everybody's important in being where they're supposed to be. And, you know, mental mistakes and those type of things can cause you big runs and give up big plays. Yeah, most of the time you see it in the passing game, but it happens in the run game as well. And so our continued diligence in coaching our guys and them, you know, wanting to improve the way they have, is, you know, we'll get those things fixed.
You remain pretty aggressive about your approach, especially it seems when you well, you've done this at home and on the road, but I mean these tend to be the things that happen on the road. But that fake punt on fourth down and getting that going for it on fourth and long instead of going for a field goal. I mean your thoughts behind that is it just again because you want to seize every opportunity? I know you're not being bold for the sake of being bold, but what's the thinking behind that aggressiveness?
Well, that's just our mentality. That's how we're going to play. The team has really embraced that. They understand that. They want to play that way. I think that as football players, guys are aggressive and want to feel like you're going after a win. And, you know, we're not playing to try to keep things close. We're not playing to wait and see what happens. We're going to go and try to win the game and do the things that we need to, try to steal a possession here or there. If we have opportunities, be able to extend drives and so forth, you know, we're not going to be crazy about it, but we'll do it when it's the right time and a calculated approach.
Enormous challenge on Sunday. You got to go to Arrowhead Stadium and take on the Chiefs. They 7-0, I mean, it speaks for itself. This is going to be a big, big challenge.
It will. It's going to be a great challenge for us. Anytime you get the opportunity to play a team that's undefeated and playing as well as Kansas City has been. Obviously, they have a great coach in Andy Reid, and the team is an extremely talented team. I think they had 6 Pro Bowlers last year on a team that went 2-14. So, you know, it's going to be a huge challenge for us. Kansas City's got great fans. It's a tough place to play. I've been there many times, and our guys will be ready for the challenge.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Vic.